Mahler ends his Fourth Symphony with a song about a child's vision of heaven. Its message about joy and music fuels the passion of one of today's new conducting stars. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
In 1892, Mahler set a folk poem about heaven to music, later using it at the end of his Fourth Symphony. The song and symphony reveal some beautiful secrets about life, says conductor Mirga Grazinita Tila.
You have to read this piece as a Jewish Bible from the end. Not only because the celestial life was written first, but because it is the clue to the content of the piece. This last verse is about music, and the very, very end is about the joy. Super serene, also very intimate, and very optimistic.
Grazinita Tila is also optimistic about the power of music to connect people. She's music director of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, where she believes in taking music beyond the concert hall.
Going to the people, to kindergartens, to hospitals, we must be as adventurous as we can in this very traditional world of classical music.
She likens music to a seed planted in the earth.
After a certain while, you'll see suddenly something coming out and growing, and a tree, and then beautiful blossoms, delicious fruits. And this is the potential of music. This is what it can do with us.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.